matter what people say. We got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
You know me, I'm the hottest in the
game. WJMS, this is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip-hop beats to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I hope you guys are striving and surviving in these lockdown streets. So if you guys have not heard, New York City is still on lockdown until June 13th. A lot of people thought that by May 15th, we would have been out here in these streets, but King Cuomo said no. So we are still in lockdown. We are still social distancing. We are still just trying to, I guess, do the best that we can to bring down these numbers and to figure out a way to effectively get back to somewhat of a normal without getting sick again. I think all these precautions are really being taken so that we do not have to get back into a second wave. There's these rumors that there's going to be a second wave of this coronavirus and it might hit harder than the first. And so we are not trying to, you know, go down that path. So I think what's really going on here is we're really just trying to create a safety net of some sort that will hopefully prevent us from getting into a second wave. And even if we do end up in a second wave of this coronavirus, hopefully it won't be as grave. So I certainly support it. I know there are a lot of individuals out here who are not about this quarantine life. In fact, one of my former colleagues who shall remain nameless, I was going through LinkedIn the other day and I saw that he and I guess a couple of his people have put together some sort of lawsuit against Governor Cuomo challenging the stay-at-home order, you know. And I understand that there are small businesses out there who need to thrive. They need to be open in order for them to make any type of money. But I think we have to really think about the big picture. It's not about you, it's about we, which has been the mantra that King Cuomo has been, you know, saying over the last, 2 months. But either way, New York City is still on lockdown until June 13th. Hopefully, you know, that will be the last, you know, stay at home order. But who knows? Who knows? Either way, it's a really, really beautiful Sunday. The weather has been amazing in New York City for the last couple of days. I went on 2 extensive walks throughout, you know, my neighborhood, and I felt really, really good. Like, the weather has been great, and I'm here for this, you know, summer feel. What I am afraid of is that with summer, you know, comes more ruckus, right? Comes more craziness in these streets. And I actually experienced, it was like 2 days ago, I was walking to go see, you know, to go meet up with one of my friends. And I definitely, you know, witnessed the stabbing on the street. And, you know, some people might be like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's nothing new, to be honest. It was one of those things where I saw it. The guy was laying out. People were crowded. Police came. And then I just tried to get to my destination because I don't have time to be with, you know, to be hanging around these things. It happens all the time. It's nothing new. But I was, the first thing that popped into my head was it was 80 something degrees. You know, the girls are thirst trapping. The guys are out here doing their thing. Of course, this was going to happen. You know, we're under quarantine, right? And, you know, we're encouraged to take walks. We're encouraged to be out a little bit. We're encouraged to social distance while being out. However, with the heat brings the heat. So I am a little concerned about how crime in the summer will take place under these quarantine conditions. I don't know. But either way, today we have a really great show today. We have an amazing guest who is no stranger to the According to RP platform. It's my boy, Dwight Duval, who is the CEO and founder of DTD Fitness. He is a personal fitness, personal trainer, and he's going to talk about the importance of fitness and health particularly during this COVID-19. We're going to talk a little bit about the Black community and why we are being hit so hard. He's also going to talk about his virtual personal training program that, you know, he's had to kind of whip into shape over the course of, you know, I guess the last 2 months. He's going to talk about, you know, the expectations with a virtual course, but also just how it's going. You know, a lot of people aren't used to virtual exercises, meaning, you know, you can go get a tape, you can watch something on YouTube, but actually being trained by a personal trainer via an online platform, it seems a little bizarre to some, and some might be skeptical on how effective it could be. But Dwight's going to talk all about that, so you definitely want to keep it locked for that. But before we get into the meat of the show, you know we have to get into our preliminaries. So it is now time for the Urban Dictionary Word or Phrase of the Week.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
May I have the definition?
What does skeet skeet mean?
What's on fleek?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Popping on fleek, do lit.
And it's gonna be lit.
Major key.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary Word or Phrase of the Week.
So this week's Urban Dictionary Word or Phrase of the Week is foodie call. Not to be confused with booty call. But you guys already see where I'm going with this, hopefully. So foodie call, a person who goes out on dates with the sole purpose of getting a free dinner. Example, I'm going out with Julie tonight. It's a foodie call, dude. She's got a boyfriend. So I thought that foodie call was kind of cute and maybe appropriate for the times that we're in now. So right now we're not going out to restaurants. So, you know, and I would like to clear this up. It is not just women who are foodie calling. There are men who are foodie calling too. But I understand the majority of the foodie calls are placed by women. But either way, I digress. So right now we're in this time where we're locked down, we're at home. Foodie calls are still going on. What's happening is that we're not going out. Like, I'm not able to, you know, get a date to go eat. But because we're under quarantine and people are still macking and still, you know, getting to know each other and still, you know, quote unquote dating, and some people are even risking their lives to go actually, you know, date in person, foodie calls are still going on by way of DoorDash and Uber Eats. I have seen this on Instagram. I've seen people talk about it. I've seen people make posts about it or whatever the case. So I know what's happening. I have not engaged in the foodie call because my roster is clear. However, there are individuals who are foodie calling during this quarantine time. They are getting, you know, individuals to send them Uber Eats and to send them DoorDashes. I am not mad at you guys. You need to do what you have to do. We are living in crazy times. Whatever brings up the serotonin levels, I am here for it. But I thought it was a cool term, and I actually feel like I know that it's happening. So in the event that you didn't know what the phrase was for an individual who either goes out or is dating somebody and expects them to ship them food via Uber Eats, that is a foodie call. Either way, it is now time for my favorite section of this show. It is now time for the big up of the week.
Watch it. And you feel big up, all of the woman them big up, all of the girl them big up, all of the woman them big up, what?
So this week's big up of the week goes to a group that I often shout out on According to RP because they're just so dope and they're doing a lot of great things in the community. So just a few days ago, the Brooklyn Combine partnered with Governor Cuomo and Northwell Hospital to provide free COVID-19 testing as well as antibody testing to the Brownsville and East New York community. And so I thought that this was really important and really great, you know, because Brownsville and East New York often get neglected. I mean, there's a lot of parts of Brooklyn that often gets neglected when it comes to these types of services. You know, we're hearing a lot about these testings, but we don't really know where they're being performed. You know, where are they being conducted? And are the people in the inner cities, in the hood, are they actually receiving, you know, any of these testings? So it's really great to see organizations really be about their community and, you know, really not forget their community, you know, in a global crisis like this, right? It's so easy to kind of be sucked into you know, worrying about yourself and your immediate surroundings and kind of forget about, you know, the others, in a sense, the people you either grew up with, the communities that you used to live in. And so it's really important that, you know, we all be mindful of our people, right? There are neighborhoods in Brooklyn and in Queens and all over the boroughs that are not receiving they're not receiving any type of assistance whatsoever, and people are left to die. And we know that with this COVID-19, Blacks and Latinos are the hardest hit. You know, our communities are the hardest hit. And so it really is important that resources be directed and pumped into our communities. But in order for that to happen, we need activists, we need individuals who are going to go and get it, right? These resources are not going to come to us. You know, the governor's not going to say, hey, let's send this to East New York. Like, this is not like part of their everyday thinking. At least I don't believe so. Like, you know, he's trying to do what he has to do. He has bigger fish to fry, but it's really the people in these communities that have to go out and really say, hey, what about us? And go and grab the resources. So I really do commend them for, you know, always just being about the community and doing what they need to do to make sure that, you know, their people eat and that their people receive the resources that they deserve. So round of applause for the Brooklyn Combine. So you guys know, with every high, there is always a low, unfortunately. And this week's Womp Womp of the Week goes to none other than the NYPD. Now, the NYPD receives several Womp Womps from me a year because they just can't get their ish together. They just can't get it together. And it's really frustrating. It's frustrating. It's infuriating. I mean, all the eightings. Like, it's just crazy to me. And so once again, in, you know, part of the Corona Chronicles, the NYPD has once again committed another shameful act, this time toward a young mother who was in the subway system. Now, this woman had a mask, but apparently she was not wearing the mask properly. And for this, the NYPD thought that she deserved to be snatched from her son, tackled down to the ground on the dirty New York City ground. For those of you who have not been into a New York City subway, the floor is, you don't even want to step on it with your shoes. Like, that's how bad it is. Either way, they slammed her down to the floor. It was a couple of them like coming at her, like trying to like tackle her and restrain her, and literally smushed her face on the floor in front of her child, of course. And this was a child. Like, I don't know. He looked like he could have been between the ages of like 2 and 4. But either way, this video went viral, and the people are not happy. The people are not happy. Like, it was so disgusting to watch. I've seen a lot of NYPD mishaps, faux pas, shameful moments. But this one, I would say, probably is sliding up to the top, just in the manner. So if you guys have not seen the video, just go onto my Instagram page. According to RP, you'll be able to see the video. And I mean, I don't get it. And, you know, the other day, a couple of my friends, you know, we were having a discussion about just the disproportionate way that NYPD is doling out punishment for the masks, you know, and I had went to the park maybe several weeks ago, social distancing, of course. I live right next to one. And so I noticed that there were a lot of people in there. Most people were wearing masks, I would say. But even the ones that were not, they were being handed masks by, you know, there was like a team, like a, I don't know if it's from the mayor's office, the NYPD was out, you know, patrolling the area as well. But nobody was being tackled for not wearing a mask. And then, you know, you see the crazy clips of individuals in the Black community walking, you know, without a mask, being slammed down to the floor, being punched out, and all sorts of stuff, right? So we're clearly seeing that there is some sort of like disproportionate treatment happening here. I mean, it's not something new. This has been going on forever. But again, you know, we're with this particular mandate of you must wear your mask, we're seeing that there are clear differences of how white people are being treated and how black people are being treated. I have yet to see a white person get slammed down to the ground for not wearing a mask, let alone wearing a mask, but just not wearing it properly. I think that's what really enraged a lot of people, was the fact that she actually had a mask on. She just wasn't wearing it properly. And the thing is that maybe there could have been a question, right? As to, you know, why is your mask, you know, lowered? Why is it not covering your mouth? Because I know for me, if I need to spit something out, like if I had a piece of gum in my mouth, or if I need to, you know, maybe breathe for a second, or if I was just having a conversation, I need to call somebody real quick and they couldn't hear me through the mask, I would put my mask down, you know, real quick. Like, there's so many different reasons that she could have had her mask in that particular position. If she didn't have one at all, still doesn't warrant a beatdown like that. But the fact that she had one on her face and it was just not properly affixed, like, I feel like that right there, the slam down and the treatment that this woman received in front of her child, who I'm sure is going to need some serious therapy after witnessing this, was unwarranted. And so a lot of people have been criticizing Mayor de Blasio as to why he is, like, why he's allowing these things to happen. Like, you know, people are like, yo, I know you see these videos, so what is happening here? So as a response to that, or probably a response to the public pressure, really, on Friday, Mayor de Blasio announced that he will no longer be enforcing the order for people to wear masks. Now, there is a caveat to that, obviously. So it's absent of any real danger. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to enforce the mask wearing order, so that I guess the NYPD can maybe give black people and Latino people a little break. However, social distancing is still going to be in effect. So, you know, he is going to allow them to break up groups, you know, that are unauthorized and that are violating social distancing orders. However, the mask situation is going to be relaxed. Doesn't mean that you guys need to be out here not wearing masks now, just because the NYPD is not going to come tackle you down to the floor for it. You should still wear it because it's a public safety concern. However, hopefully we will see less beatdowns for not wearing a mask or wearing a mask improperly. However, I'm pretty sure they're going to find another reason to tackle black people and Latinos to the ground. But at least we can know for now, the mask will not be the cause of the beatdown and the slam down. So either way, that is our womp womp of the week. So we are now moving on to the meat of the show. All right, everyone. I'm here with my very special guest, Dwight Duvall from DTD Fitness. Dwight, say hello.
Hello, people. What's going on?
Dwight is no stranger to the According to RP show and Frida's World show, actually. You did record an episode on Frida's World, too, sometime last year, the year before.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. So either way, you're no stranger to Rita Pierre's world. Rita Pierre's world of media. So thank you so much for taking the time to come back and, you know, share your expertise with the audience one more time on fitness and health.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I appreciate you.
So it's been a while since you've actually been on the show. So just let us know, what have you been up to in the last, you know, year?
So, I mean, I've been jumping around gyms. The last gym, I think, I believe I was with you, I was at Triple Threat Boot Camp. They closed down. So now I'm at Brooklyn Fitness Gym. Now there was this whole COVID thing going on right now. No gyms are open. So now I'm in, I guess, DTD Fit apartment.
You're doing virtual training.
Virtual training. I had to transition from in-person to personal training online, virtual training online. And I was kind of hesitant about it, but right now it's fun. Watching everybody on Zoom, pushing everybody on Zoom, it's like, it's been a very fun experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a totally different experience, right? Most people like that in-person experience. They like traveling to the gym, traveling to spaces. Now you're forced to really get, you know, fit in your own home. So some people are starting to get used to that idea. Right. So I guess what I would like for you to maybe take a little bit of time to talk about is, how this virtual personal training thing is going. How is this set up? How are you getting your clients? How are you actually doing your fitness instructions? And do you find that it's just as, what's the word I'm trying to use? You know, I'm always at a loss of words, but is it just as effective as if, you know, we were going, you know, to an actual gym? Like, are people really getting real workouts in their home?
It's as effective as much as you put into work into it. So most of my clients right now, I'm getting them through referrals. I'm finding random people on Instagram, through the whole search engine on Google, people are reaching out. At the same time, it's a blessing in disguise because I get to work from home. Like, I didn't think as a trainer I'd be sitting here, give me some squats. come on, you guys do it through a camera.
Yeah.
The only difference with virtual training and in-person training is more or less like you can't physically. Usually, people when they're looking at you, they could pick it up quick, but you gotta be very detailed in explaining things on virtual. Like, hey, shift your weight back. So, as a trainer in person, you could easily like, okay, pay attention to me. You grab the hips or whatever. Then you show them like, all right, shift your weight back or whatever. But now you're virtual, like, shift your weight back. No, that's not it. No, listen. All right, calm down. Listen. You know, so it's like more detail. You got to let them know. You're going to drive through your heels. I mean, same thing in person, but it's not, to be honest, not too much of a difference. Now that I'm really thinking about it, because you got to be detailed in person also.
I guess just harder to really see what the person's like actually doing. Like in person, you can see that maybe if they're standing on their toes too much or they're
driving their heels down. Yeah, and if their weight is shifted too much on one side, so it's a little bit easier that way. But more or less, and especially like if they're fixing the camera during the session, so it's like, all right, you gotta wait for that. It's a lot of in-between stuff.
Have you ever been flashed accidentally?
No, no, no.
I'm always looking for salacious skills.
No. Everybody's nothing covered up.
Nothing can happen.
I hope it happens like that anytime soon. But if somebody like have kids or whatever, you usually see the kids running around with their pampers around. Like,
oh gosh, okay.
Like that. Or they're joining in on the session. You know, sometimes I'm training one person and the family member want to come in, so that's fine too. So it's usually I had fun experiences so far with virtual training, but no flashes or nothing over here.
Nothing crazy has happened yet.
But overall, the training online is just a little bit more detailed. They make sure accountability is the same. I call, I check. Like, if I don't see you in my virtual training class and you pay for it, but hey, what's up? Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Okay, make sure I see you tomorrow. And if any of my clients have any questions, just reach out, call. I'm in the house, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. So I know that you had recently posted like a promo video on your Instagram the other day, and you were saying, you know, anybody can do this, even if you don't have any equipment. You know, you can use a gallon of water, you can use, you know, a book. So, so basically, you know, anything around your house, I guess, that can build some sort of, I don't know, resistance, you know, you're able to use as some sort of workout prop. Is that correct?
That's correct. So usually nobody's walking around with like Olympic barbells inside their house or like dumbbells or whatever, or usually somebody have it and they just don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. So I usually have them go grab it, and if they don't have anything, get a can of ginger ale if you have it. We can use this as a resistance. Get a bottle of water. I don't have a bottle of water next to me right now.
I have it right
here. So yeah, you can use that right there, right? And nobody, and in the beginning of doing this, they didn't really think that, oh my gosh, a can of soda, a bottle of water, a gallon of water can really make me feel sore. I could really get a sweat inside my house. Like a lot of my clients that I had in person, I tried to transition them into virtual training. They were kind of hesitant towards it. I was like, all right, let's just do a couple of free sessions. Let's see what happens. And the next day, I'm like, wow, I'm sore. I'm sweating. And I enjoy this. Like, it's better than sitting down all day and just working. You know, I'm actually putting that sweat equity in. But overall, like using the chairs, couches, whatever that I could get you to put a little resistance to your actual work into your workout, we're going to use it.
I saw someone, so in that same promo video, you had like a reel, like showing different people that I guess submitted videos or whatever for your promo video working out. And I saw one, I think they had like some sort of like can, like one of those tomato, those big industrial sized tomato.
No, he had a propane.
It was something. I was
in
like
the propane tank. What? I'm not tank, but the gas propane thing that they use for like barbecues.
Yeah, I saw something. Like, I was like, what is this?
I was like, yeah, that's my boy.
When he said, you know, use anything, he meant it.
He meant it. Like, he would use vodka bottles. He would use a propane. He would use a cement block that he had in his house. People, that would be like the craziest thing people would come on virtual with. But look, this is all I got. It'd be a big kind of tomato. Like, this is what I got.
Or they would come like,
I had one person come with a bag of potatoes. It worked with that.
Come as you are. Come as you are.
Everybody, no judgment free. It's judgment free zone over here.
So now we've been under lockdown for the last like 2 months, I would say, right? It's been about 2 months now. Has anybody sent in, you know, progress reports like, oh my gosh, I'm down, you know, 5 inches or 20 pounds? Or like, what type of success stories have you seen?
I'm so happy that you said that this earlier today on a wonderful Saturday. one of my clients from, I have a client in LA right now. She definitely just posted this. I don't know. It says, I don't know if you can read that.
Read it to me. Read it to me.
Down 5.2 pounds. And I've been working with her for like a few weeks now.
Okay, so good.
I have other clients that tells me that, you know, they lose inches around their waist just from working out from home. You know, every day I meet up with them. Some of them, because they're my personal training clients, my one-on-one clients, I usually give them access to my classes in the evening for free. So they're doing two-a-days with me. So they'll do it early in the morning. They'll come back again in the evening and do a class. Or like if I'm doing like meditation and mobility work on Sundays, they join in on that too. So they constantly see me almost like 7 days out of the week. And I hold them accountable. Like, are you eating well? Like, how was you eating yesterday? Did you go for a walk? And I don't ask them to go do nothing crazy because I know Corona's outside. COVID.
Corona's in these streets.
We got to stay in. Got to stay safe.
He's still in these streets.
He's still out here. But I asked him, go for a run. Go for a walk. Do a couple of, like, you know, stay outside for like 30, 40 minutes. Get a walk in or use the staircase in your building if necessary. But if not, we could just stay here and just do 45 minutes to an hour workouts inside the house.
Okay. Okay. All right. So now what I really wanted to get into with this interview was more so the, you know, I guess the health and fitness aspect of what's going on right now with this coronavirus and pandemic, right? So, I mean, from the beginning, I've been following this, you know, virus and how it's affecting the human body, looking to see who's more susceptible to this disease, who's not. And I know early on in my research, I'd come across I forgot what type of doctor they call it. But basically, he's a surgeon. It's not an obesity surgeon, but you know what I mean. For some reason, it's like it's coming out of my, I can't think of it right now. But basically, he is a surgeon who operates on individuals who are obese, who are looking to have, you know, gastric bypasses and whatnot. Can't remember the name. It's like escaping me, but you know what I'm talking about. So he specializes in obese people, right? So he was explaining how this particular disease is attacking people from the obese community, obese individuals, because most of the time individuals who are obese have a lot of other complications that are derivative of the obesity. So they have high blood pressure, they have cholesterol, they have other, you know, maybe like, exactly. And apparently, you know, the coronavirus, you know, loves people who have existing conditions. And so he really, really honed in on the fact that people need to really take stock of what they're eating. They really need to get fit. They really need to get their health life together because that is what, you know, is really allowing this disease to run rampant.
Right.
In these individuals who are not taking care of themselves. So with that being said, you know, what are you doing aside from the personal training, virtual fitness that you're doing? What else are you doing to really hammer into the minds of our people, I would say? I mean, everybody needs fitness, but I feel like the Black community particularly, you know, we suffer from all these different ailments, diabetes in particular, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and we're at risk for so many other diseases, and it's usually linked to our lifestyle. So how have you tried to drive the message home that we need to do better in terms of health and fitness?
So when the whole pandemic happened and everybody's rushing to go to the supermarket to get toilet paper I don't understand why. Until this day, I understand why I used the bathroom, but I don't know why I was like the first.
There are some agents. There are some properties within the toilet paper.
I don't know, man. I was like, it still blew my. But anywho, I was one of the people who still rushed to the grocery store to get something. You know, I didn't know how crazy this was going to get. But now I notice that everything's like kind of leveling off. People are not like too crazy about it.
Yeah.
But either or, like in the beginning, I went to Stop and Shop at the time, and everybody, the toilet paper aisle was done. Like there was nothing there. You saw it was just straight shelves. people buying pork chops. You see people buying like crazy fattening foods. And then you go to the vegetable and fruit area. Everything is stocked.
fully stocked, surplus.
fully stocked. Like you're not running out of tomatoes. You're not running out of oranges. You're not running out of anything. Like kale was like here to wazoo. Like fully stocked. But the store was packed out with people. Packed out with people. And the thing that would help us get better, we are like still neglecting it to this day, right? Even though people are understanding that, you know, our health is an issue and people who are catching the COVID-19 have underlying health issues. And whether we as Caribbean, you know, descendants, we know that drinking ginger tea, you know, help boost up your immune system, adding turmeric to it, lemon, G-Wolf, you know,
garlic.
And garlic, all that stuff.
White onion.
Right? All that stuff's going to help you. I mean, your breath is going to be crazy afterwards, but you know, at least
you have your life.
Properties from these vegetables and herbs, they're going to help boost up your immunity system. People are neglecting them.
Yeah.
Right? They feel like they need to have bacon. They feel like they need to have pork chop. They feel like they need to have like massive processed sugar and carbs and everything, but what happened to the fruits? Yes, fruits have sugar in them, but those are the good natural sugar that are produced from fruits, right? Too much of anything is never too good. So everything should be balanced out. You know, when you're making your juices, it's always like more veggies than regular fruits anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I tell my clients, like, juice every day. Have a cup of tea before you go to sleep. Stay back away from, like, you know, drinking a whole bottle of wine in a day. Because if you was at work, you would not be drinking wine at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
One would hope. One would hope.
One would hope. And being that if you're obese or you're overweight, you want to go try to at least go for daily walk. You know, stay within the precautions of keeping the mask on, your gloves, and staying protected. But try to still go for walks, right? When you're obese and like you're overweight or whatnot, you know, you got clogged up arteries, your lungs are not as strong as they should be. And even if like you have diabetes, your kidneys not going to be as strong as they used to help you filter out your blood and everything. But overall, keeping healthy and eating right should be number one. Well, on everybody else's like radar, like should be number one on your list. No pizza. I know we're trying to support the restaurant businesses out here, black businesses and everything, but try to cook your own food, you know? Try to cook healthier food. Use olive oil instead of, like, you know, corn oil. I don't like using corn oil, so that's why I'm saying that. You know, but everybody's still neglecting this, and they know this information now. Like, it's all over social media. If you're Haitian, you're on Facebook. It's all over Facebook. If you're, like, Caribbean, it's all over the news. And
WhatsApp?
WhatsApp
is sharing gems.
Right. They drop gems out there, right? But nobody's paying attention to their health still, like, and it's weird. So when I see my clients online, when I see them on Zoom after our session, I'm like, look, make sure y'all keep healthy. Like, stay to a minimum of 2 drinks if you have to drink. I'm not going to lie. Once in a while, I dibble dabble on a weekend.
I mean, I'm sitting here still wondering what's in that cup of yours talking about, ginger ale.
The can is right here.
But where's the bottle?
Don't worry about that. Somewhere in the room.
Ginger ale's look a little dark.
Right? So either or, like, just try to keep consistent. But even Monday through Friday, me as a gym goer, I love going to the gym. I'm still conscious of, like, man, look, I'm not trying to catch this out here. Healthy people are still catching it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you don't have to be like overweight or unhealthy to catch the COVID. Healthy people are still catching it. So you still got to be in a cautionary area of like not eating bad, try to give yourself as much possible, what's that word? A possible, I don't know, help or results that you're going to need from like drinking these immunity teas.
Yeah.
Like, give yourself a chance. That's what it was. Yeah. You need to come on. Give yourself a chance. Like, start building up your health. is stay home. If you got, you can still get your cardio in, build up your heart rate by just doing some workouts like burpees and all. People don't like burpees. I get it.
I cannot stand burpees. They give me headaches, literally.
But do things that's going to help build up your heart system and your lungs. And you can do that in the comfort of your home.
Now, so we all know that the majority of us struggle with working out, you know. Right. And at this point, a lot of us have all the time in the world because we're either not working or even if we are working, you know, we're home, right? So we can kind of build in these workouts. Whereas prior, when we were in our workspaces, it was hard to do such things, right?
Right.
Why do you think people are just so unmotivated to work out? I mean, we are 2 months into this pandemic, to this shutdown, and there are people who are still just like, I can't bring myself to do it.
Well, I think it's just the comfortability of being home. You got the TV, you got your bed, you got the couch. You don't have to roll out anywhere to like put on your shoes and make sure you take a shower before you clock into work. You just roll over to grab your computer from wherever it is, log in. They don't need to see you. You don't need to see them. Talk, do whatever you got to do and just continue doing your work. So the only way that somebody could get out of that mindset is to have a goal in mind. Like, so I have some clients who are still like, look, I still got to get rid of the cellulite on my thighs, or my fupa got to go, or like my back fat got to go, whatever the case is. They have a goal in mind. So every day they wake up, or they know 6 o'clock is coming around, all right, they got to go to class. I had a client that left to go to Haiti and still FaceTime me. Like, look, I'm still here. I want to work out. So if you have a goal in, whatever's going to motivate you to keep going, that's what's going to keep you like paying attention to your health, to keep you like, all right, cool. Keep you motivated, keep going.
Okay.
That makes
now,
sense.
Do you have, so I know sometimes people need to break things down into steps. Cause when we think about personal training and we think about the gym or a class, some people just get overwhelmed, right? Because for the most part, you know, walking down the block is a struggle, right? Even if they're not overweight, but because they're just not used to working out, you know, going up 2 flights of stairs is a struggle. And so some people, when they think about, okay, big picture, class, personal training, like, oh, this sounds way too overwhelming for me. You know, I need something a little more basic, or I need, you know, but they want to start. It's just that for some reason, it's just sounding overwhelming. I guess, how can somebody overcome that? Like, is there like beginner steps? Like, do you have like, you know, a beginner, you know, 10-minute class that you provide, or, you know, is there something that people can do to kind of warm them up to working out, like a pre-workout workout?
The best thing I tell everybody who joined my Zoom classes or do one-on-one training with me virtually is take their time. I usually put on a timer during the class because it'll be too confusing to have 20 people counting while they doing their set. So if somebody's gonna finish first, so what if I put on a counter? And I always tell them, give me as much as you can within this 30 seconds, right?
Okay.
I'm not asking you to do it as fast or do it as much as the next person. Just give me, if you give me two, within 30 seconds, just two, right? But next week, I want to hear that you did about 5 in 30 seconds, so there's some type of improvement. So the workouts I do modification workouts. Not everybody's going to be able to do a full-blown push-up. There are several, like a few ways of doing push-ups. You could do them on the modified way on your knees. You could do it against the wall. You could do it against your couch. Whatever your fitness level is at, I break down where I feel like you are. Like, if I see that you're flying through doing, like, the wall push-ups, maybe you need to do it on a lower level, which is your couch or a bed or a chair or something. And if that's a little bit too easy, you're going to do the modified way on your knees, and then we're going to build up from that. It's all about progression. Like, once you start from one area, you measure that, you see how much you can do, and then you build from it. So every workout is like modifications.
Okay. That's good to know, because I know that not everywhere provides, you know, modifications.
Right.
And some people don't even know what that is, because it's not something that you often hear a lot. I've attended many classes, workout classes throughout the city, and not everywhere provides, like, you literally have to be the one to go up to the teacher and say, hey, I can't do X, Y, and Z. And they'll say, oh, okay, I'll, you know, show you something right quick on the side. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's good to know that you do have modifications that, you know, are built into your class, so that somebody who is maybe a little bit nervous or just a bit, you know, out out of, you know, practice can, you know, still feel like they're working toward a goal on their own pace.
Of course. I joined a couple of classes where they weren't showing no modifications. I'm like, I might need a little modification to this workout because my core may not be where it needs to be at. So I, every time I put a workout plan for everybody in class, I make sure I think about maybe if there was like a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old who joined my class, how am I going to have them do burpees and they can't come up and down like that, right? Or how am I going to have them do squats and they can't get full range of motion on their push-ups or whatever. Okay, so there's a modification for the workouts I provide. There's a modification between for like who, kids from like maybe 5 who want to join the workout to 70, right? If you're mobile. So there's progress in that.
So now what is the maximum amount of time or not, maybe not, let me rephrase that. What's the minimum amount of time that an individual should spend working out daily?
Minimum 30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
I know there are quick 20-minute workouts out there. That's cool. That's fine. You get a nice little sweat from that too, but I say a minimum of like 30 to 45 minutes a day.
And why is that? Like, why is the 10-minute AM workout on YouTube not enough?
Me personally, it's going to be a quick burst, right? That's fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a 10-minute workout. Mm-hmm. It'll be a quick burst, but if you want to develop strength, if you want to develop endurance, you need that time span to keep building up your heart rate. You want to bring your heart rate up there. You want to burn more calories. You probably could burn a little bit of calories in 10 minutes. That's cool. You do that daily. But it's just to maintain those 10 minutes. I feel like it's only to maintain what you have already. Mm-hmm. Or you can start off slow with just 10 minutes if you're a beginner. But all right, cool, you accomplished. You did the 10 minutes. You feel that accomplished feeling. Okay, maybe next week you push to 20. Maybe next week you could do 30. It all depends on how you feel and how you want to start off with it. But I say a minimum of 30 to 45 minutes, depending on what your routine is for the day, to get the body completely active. Because at a certain point of working out, that's when you really start burning more calories and your sugar levels. You want to start depleting from that, from your carbs. You want the energy to start coming away from your fat. Start okay. burning from that.
So 30 to 40 minutes a day could include a walk, right?
Yeah.
Or does it have to be like a high-intensity, weight-driven workout?
No, it don't. Like I said, it's all depending on your goals, because you can do a walk for like 30 minutes and that could be a low impact. You get your cardio in for the day. The longer you do it, the more calories you burn. The more intensity, let's say you speed walk into that walk you're doing, the more calories you burn. The whole purpose is to burn energy and to burn the fat, right, and build up stamina, mm-hmm. right? So the longer you do it, the more your body get used to it and the stronger that you get.
Okay. Right. I ask that because, again, you know, with most of us being home, for the most part, we're sitting down or laying down. Like, we're rarely walking around the house unless we are getting from point A to point B to go to the refrigerator, to go take a shower. Like, for the most part, we're not just standing doing work. We're sitting or we're laying down. And I know that, you know, if we are too idle and we don't really get the body, you know, moving, you know, you can have blood clots form in your legs. And for me personally, for the last couple of weeks, I was experiencing some serious, serious lower back pains and neck pains. And, you know, I do have like lower back issues, but this was just like more intense.
Right.
So I had to actually sit back and wonder, why is it more intense? And I had not really been doing any real intense workouts. I hadn't really been leaving the house, you know, that much. And I realized that by being in my home and sitting down and laying down pretty much 20 something hours a day, I was putting a lot of pressure on my spine, my back, right. my pelvis. And so I started taking extended walks last week. I was doing like 2-hour walks. I walked all the way to you, which was another 2 hours. And I realized that at night it was such a difference in, you know, the pain and the pressure that I was experiencing in my back. So I know there's a lot of people who are still afraid to leave their homes. And so they're not walking and they're not working out in their houses. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, highlight that point that, you know, it's imperative that there is some sort of active movement going on.
Definitely. Especially like with people who are working in front of a computer all day, like this is how they are. Like rounded shoulders. They're leaning into it. Are they sitting down for like hours on hours, just working, calling, whatever the case is? They're not moving around. So that's just going to cause tightness in the lower back. Your core is going to get weak. The blood is not going to deliver oxygen to the muscle to keep it flexible, keep it going. Mm-hmm. So right here, damn, oh, my back hurt. Oh, I can't sleep well at night, right? Mm-hmm. Now your hips just been sitting in one position for so long. It's like, all right, cool. We don't have to put that much blood flow into it. So we're just going to keep it right there. But then when you get up, it's like, oh, got to hold on to stuff and try to get up off the chair and stuff like that. Right? But that's why working out is very essential. And people think that working out is just about like just lifting weights and like doing burpees and high intense stuff. Like, no, you can do stretches. At the end of every workout, I make sure everybody do stretches. I'm like, if you got to go, you got to go. But I'd rather you stay and do stretches with me because I'm not sure if you're going to go do them at the end after we log out, right?
Yeah. So,
flexibility is key. Even when the gyms were open, like lifting weights, you had to still stretch and be flexible, right? You want to get the blood flow going and you don't want your muscles to stay stagnant and stiff. And the only way to get that out was to stretch it, right? And get, oh man, I can't wait till they open up. I need to go get a deep tissue massage. How bad? I need to get a, like,
I was able to get one literally before the shutdown. I think like, I don't know if it was like March 12th or something. I went and got a massage and that was the last.
lucky you. I'm trying to like hurry up. Like I want it to open up soon, but then I got to be skeptical about it, but I miss it. I usually get it like once a month or something.
Yeah, no. I mean, it definitely is important to do the stretching and to really like massage the muscles. And we're not getting any of that at home at all. We're just like, even those of us who are working out, and you know, there are some people who are working out vigorously at the house, but they're not stretching. They're not, you know, getting any type of like, you know, muscle massage or anything like that. So, right. You know, that in and of itself is also kind of dangerous. Working out like that without any type of like, you know,
mobility movements, stretches or anything like that. Yeah, definitely. That's how people come up with injuries, like pulled hamstring, lower back, you know, herniated. It's like they're not stretching as much, or they're not strengthening the weak areas of their bodies.
Okay. So now with your virtual personal training, talk a little bit about the packaging, like how can people sign up, and, you know, are there one-on-ones, are there group sessions? Are there classes like, you know, Zumba, or I don't know, like how creative do you get with your?
I stick to my niche. I stick to what I know. I'm not a Zumba.
You're not a dancer.
I'm not a dancer. I'm not going out here. But all right, I'm going to wind the waist. No, I'm not catching me to do that at all.
Okay.
But the packages come just depending on where the person's at. They want to see me twice a week, three times a week, four times a week. Once a week, that's up to the client, and then I have packages for that. And if you sign up with me one-on-one, you automatically have sessions with my group classes that's included to that. So it's not like a double price, whatever the case is. But if you just want to do group training because that's where you are and that's what you want to do, there's packages for that, monthly rates and daily rates. The class is only $10 per class, but then there's monthly rates that if you do monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
Go down as $8. I'm thinking about coming out with a 21-day training program so people can just have access to that and they can just download the PDFs for themselves and they can just do the workout on their own.
Okay.
But other than that, that's how the trainings are.
Okay. So where would we be able to access these personal training sessions, or where would we go to sign up?
For right now, you can DM me. I'm working on the site to have a tab there for virtual training and packages where you can just sign up and pay. Mm-hmm. And then you have a consultation with me and see where you go with injuries or whatnot, if that's what you want to do with one-on-one training. But group classes, you sign up, I'll have a schedule up there, you sign up for it, you'll automatically get the passcode and membership with the member ID for Zoom, mm-hmm. and then you just join. I learned how to put music through the class, through the system, so now it's like math fun for me.
So what's the DM? What's the DM that we're sliding up into?
DTD Fitness, at DTD Fitness on Facebook, at DTD Fitness on Instagram, at DTDFitness.com, DTD Fitness on Twitter. Anyway, you can get in contact with me, send me an email at daytodayfitness at dtdfitness.com. So everything's DTD Fitness. You just Google DTD Fitness. I'll pop up.
All right. And so, you know, with the DMs, we're asking, ladies and gentlemen, when you're DMing, that you DM appropriate.
Yes. I have an assistant using my Instagram. So please, listen. DM
me about, you know, if you packages. Want to, yes, packages, you know,
virtual advice, training. I don't mind virtual training.
No thirst trapping, please.
No thirst trapping.
That's my brother's keeper, so I'm letting y'all know, no thirst trapping. So are there any other ventures that you're working on with respect to the, you know, health and fitness world that you might want to share?
Well, I wasn't going to share this.
You know, right now, I'm always looking for exclusives and salacious details on my show. Come on now.
I hear you. I spoke about this and I recently just legalized this. This is going to get the exclusive because I didn't even announce it on my page yet.
Well, that's why this is an exclusive, according to RP.
Through the grapevines, I just legalized a juicing brand. So I want to start providing juices out, one day cleanse, or just good natural fruit juices, veggie juices out to help people detox their body. I try to have a cup of juice a day, twice a day if necessary, and help. And I feel so revitalized. And it just sticking to the products from the earth does so much wonders for the body. And people don't really realize that.
Yeah.
So learning that from young, my mom forced me to drink G Papai, and I never understood the concept of why I needed to drink.
I love G Papai. G Papai is a papaya juice for those of you who have not put two and two together. Yeah. I love G Papai.
Yeah, papaya juice. Now, growing up, I had to fight. She used to fight me just to drink it. But now I'm older, I'm like, I'll do anything for a cup of G Papai right now, papaya juice right
it's
now.
It's so good.
So, doing smoothies and stuff like that. I'm working on the mock-ups for those branding and website and everything. So it's coming soon, real, real, real soon.
Okay.
So the name and everything will be dropped soon.
All right. Also. You don't gotta do everything now, but you're going to give it to me, the next interview. I would like to say that I had one of these juices and it was amazing. Amazing. I took a sip and I was like, yeah, I'll drink this on my, you know, when I get home. And I literally ate all the ice at the bottom. Like, it was just like, is there any more in here? So I have been blessed to have an opportunity to have the juice.
First.
First. I'm all about getting the first, all right? First exclusive, first the taste, first. Everything. And it was amazing. And I love juices, but I do not like putting in the work to get the juices because maybe it's my juicer. I told you I have this juicer that I feel like I have to use 10 apples for half a cup. Maybe it's my materials. I don't know. But I felt so refreshed and I was like, oh my God, if I had this every day, like I'd be so good right now. So congratulations. I can actually say that I tasted the product. The product is good. So congratulations on that. And I really hope that all that comes together soon. And when you're ready to release the name, you know where to come first.
Definitely.
Thank you. I don't want to see nobody else.
Like, you're going to have to be fighting a lot of people out here in these streets, man. But I got you, though.
I will put up a fight.
Yeah, I know. You're out here.
I'm out in these streets if I need to.
You're out here in these streets.
Man, so Dwight, is there anything that you would like to leave with the audience with respect to health and fitness during this time of COVID-19? Again, you know, we talked a little bit about the obesity front, you know, especially as Black people, a lot of the foods that we eat, a lot of the things that we do are really affecting us, which is why we, you know, us and the Latinos are like the highest hit, you know, the hardest hit, you know, with this COVID-19 situation. And I personally believe that some of it has to deal with our lifestyles, right? That has caused us to have either these pre-existing conditions or caused us to, you know, or just, you know, causing us to be victim more so to these, to this disease. So with knowing that front, you know, how health and wellness and fitness, you know, plays a large part in fighting diseases. What do you have? Like, what are your last words for the audience with respect to getting themselves, you know, healthy getting themselves right, getting themselves better to be able to combat, you know, what is, you know, what's going on in these streets?
I would say, and I said this, I said this in your last interview too, take care of your body. Like, you only have one body to take care of, one body to live in. That was like one of the first gifts God gave you. So take care of it. Do anything that is necessary to keep this body and the engine going in your body, eating right, working out. You don't have to lift 1,000 pounds. You don't have to like run a whole marathon if that's not what your goals are, but keeping a healthy body and keeping it consistent. Mm-hmm. Not just waking up one day, I'm gonna work out, next day I don't feel like it. You gotta find the motivation to take care of your body. It's only one that you live in, right? One house you live in, you want to take care of that. That's what I tell everybody, and that's, I feel like that's the only message to really get through people, is you gotta take care of it. If you love it enough, take care of it. If you don't love it, then do whatever, go eat whatever, live however your lifestyle is, but your representation, your body's a representation of you, so take care of it.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I mean, it's definitely a struggle. I love me some fried chicken. I love me some steaks. I have a sweet tooth. I'm a cookie monster, you know, but I, even with myself, I have to, you know, I know that these things, these processed foods, these refined sugars, they're not good for me, and they're contributing to, you know, a whole host of issues. So especially with inflammation, you know, sugar, you know, carbs, a lot of these, you know, the white breads and stuff, they contribute to inflammation in the body, which is another issue in and of itself. So I definitely agree with you. We only have the one body. And as hard as it is, I think, as you know, as long as we understand that we don't have to climb the mountain in one day, we can take little baby steps to get
there. Exactly. It's going to be very worth it. And you're going to see the end product at the, like, when you're finished with it. Just starting off, but with that baby step, you're going to take big strides. Well, I like that. I can write that down.
Bars. So now, last thing, back to your virtual training, right? So if somebody wanted to, you know, taste and see, do you have any like free classes that people can kind of jump in on just to kind of see if this is something that they truly want to do?
Yeah, of course. Every Friday is free Fridays. I started off with doing the Zoom classes at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Every Friday is free. The member ID is going to be in my Instagram story or my post. I'm going to talk about it days before. And then I'm going to do IG free workouts, like midday pick me ups. And I'm also starting Fridays to do, like, I'm not trying to say seniors because I know they don't like to be called seniors. So I'm
young at hearts.
Young at hearts. 8 a.m. workouts. I like that. Young at hearts. 8 a.m. workout where we do like little light stretches and little strength and conditioning workouts, like squatting on chairs, like little arm rotations, stuff like that to keep the body going. So throughout the whole day on Friday, I'm just training, and I'm doing it for free. Okay. So if it's something that you're interested in, same thing, just DM me. I'll send you the link for the Zoom. Sign up and subscribe to DTB Fitness, and you'll get the post messages and everything about these free classes on Fridays.
All right, cool. Well, Dwight, thank you for, again, lending your expertise when it comes to the health and fitness, you know, platform. Thank you for coming on to the show once again to not only give us great details, but to give me an exclusive.
You got it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Of course.
This is right here. This podcast, that radio interview that you're giving me, is usually out of the scope for me. I love it all the time. It makes me better.
Yes, of course.
I appreciate it.
Definitely. And there's going to be a lot more.
Let's get it. I'm on for it.
All right, everyone. So thank you for tuning into another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. It's your girl, Rita Pierre, your host. And as always, I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Peace, y'all.
You were listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Sunday. Can't wait to come back.